The energy was lit during the Folk on the Rocks weekend, including on Saturday night for the closing performance by Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Speaking with them backstage at the Long Lake Music Festival, just a few minutes before their show, Quinton Nice and Darren Metz, or Young Tribas and Young D, respectively, shared insight on their recent journey in music and their grounded roots as young Heisla, growing up in British Columbia together. They are originally from Kitimat Village, BC. Their first time in Denenda was in 2019, or as Metz put it, pre-pandemic, so a lifetime ago. Among the changes that have taken place for Snotty Nose Rez Kids, SNRK, since their last visit to the NWT, I feel like, every few years you go through changes, we're constantly going through changes in life, and this is our golden era, a make-or-break era for us, said Nice. Coming off our last album, Red Future, we made that one for the people, and the people responded. Our life has changed for that. So life is good right now. Metz agreed, adding, you know, it took us a little while to get here but we got here and now it's just a part of our journey. It took us about 10 years to get here and we're looking forward to the next 10. When asked about how they work together musically, Nice remarked on how long he and Metz had been friends, growing up together in Heisla territory, and even living together in high school. Me and him are like yin to each other's yang. I make him turn up when it's time to turn up, and he grounds me when it's time to get grounded. You know, we grew up together. We grew up as kids. From the time we were 5 years old we were homies. We rolled around the res together. We trained together. All throughout high school we lived together, practically. And, up until now, it takes somebody who understands each other's strengths and weakness to make it this far. I think one thing that's crazy about us is our polar opposites. When they say opposites attract, they really mean it. Without one another, we could not coexist. The Yellowknives' Dean Drummers joined SNRK on stage Saturday night for their hit single, Bougie Natives. Metz said, we always love to incorporate that whenever we can, you know, especially us being from the Northwest. It's just a special moment. We'd love to travel with a big drumming group and a band. But whenever we can get these moments we're happy to do it. Nice added that, one thing about Snotty Nose Rez Kids is, you know, like, before us came a tribe called Red, before us came the Tanya Tagox, before us came legends that, in their own right, brought their cultures into the mix. So for us, as Snotty Nose Rez Kids, in a culture like hip-hop, we always wanted to make it our own. When you hear people talk about Snotty Nose Rez Kids, and our music, we have our own sound, we have our own message and we come from who we truly are. For us, Nice continued, to be able to incorporate West Coast drummers and West Coast dancers, and West Coast art, really is everything we've truly been about from the beginning. When we come to communities like this and the drum group opened up the day with the ceremony that they had, we noticed that. Once we had built a connection and they asked us to be a part of it, by all means. Let's do this. You know, we're on your territory. So, that's what we live for, you know, just to bring community in everything we do. SNRK are on tour until the end of the year with their most recent release, Red Future, available on all streaming platforms. You can find out more on tour and album details at https://snottynoserizkids.com/.